Quara, man, they have been one of the favourites for many an Adelaide fringe. They're back, and George, the pub has got an upgrade.
We do. We've got a bit more ventilation this year. So fourth time at Fringe, but first time open air. So very, very exciting year to catch us at the Fringe this year.
What difference does that make? I know some of the crew has changed this year. You're one of the stalwarts of the group, but is it a bit of an atmosphere change? Are the acoustics different?
There's more mosquitoes, which is a bit of a new one for us.
Yeah, okay.
But no, yeah, it's the acoustics naturally change as... because we're not getting as much bounce back off like when we were in an enclosed tent.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The new challenge, I think it's great for us. It forces us to listen a little bit harder to each other. And we have, especially this year, more than any year, such a really tight vocal blend of a group of guys to do it as well. Yeah. So I believe that the sound is better than ever, to be honest. So I don't think anyone should be put off by the fact that we're outside. If anything, it's a unique selling point. So.
Well, we just heard a little taste of what you guys have to offer, and oh my gosh, those harmonies for a theatre gal. I was like, this is sounding very, very good. And of course, being outside would add a huge shift. Are you having to throw a few more sound checks in there? Is there anyone in particular that's like, whoa, this is freaking me out, or is it just, we're just adapting?
I have to say, I literally could not ask for a better group of boys to do the show with. It's so much fun singing with these guys, and I think that bleeds into what we produce each night for anyone who wants to come and have a drink with us, which we are still able to hand out as well.
Oh, that's the question.
Yeah, I know, because
right.
That's the thing, when your biggest concern for a show like ours is, can we get you a free beer? You know that the stuff that's happening on stage is golden. So no, I think we have such a vast bag of experiences as well, coming from rock bands to classical pianists to just general idiots. So so we have all sorts of walks of life when it comes to our show, and I think we just accept that, give what you have, and hope that you guys come along too with us. So.
I love an interview with hecklers. 2020, a lot of the pubs shut down.
Yes.
And there's a real sweet, amazing story behind the Quara of Man, which you so aptly tell throughout the performance. Is there a real restorative power and bonding to be had within a pub that a lot of people missed out on last year?
Absolutely. I mean, that is beyond the singing. The singing is just a device for us to share what we feel is the heart of our show, which is that inclusivity.
Yeah.
Like the pub for us, there's a line in the show which goes to non-exclusive clubs, those sanctuaries of homely love and sacred spaces of all kinds, and that's
oh
for
my
us
God.
What the pub
beautiful.
If it wasn't the singing, that's just done mulling in.
That's what the pub represents for us.
Yeah.
It's not just about the beer. It's not just about seeing your mates and having a laugh and getting a bowl of chips. It's legitimately such an unrestricted environment in which you can go, you can bring whatever your day held, or you can leave it at the door, and you can just smile and share and be part of a greater community. Mm-hmm. And that for us, especially coming back to somewhere like Adelaide, which for us has been a home for 4 years, we've always been here, and to return to the Mower, to return to Gluttony is just the best homecoming we could have asked for. So.
And especially for men, just touching on what you said there about the pub, I feel like, obviously, generally speaking, women are very open with each other. Our friendships are, I'm going to give you up and I'm going to get this off my chest. Men, typically speaking, that is a little bit harder. And the pub is the place that you can go and you can kind of have a few beers and maybe talk about some of the
get
things that
looser.
You've been struggling with. I think that is a really beautiful message. Now, we have to talk about these accents. Oh my gosh, there's an array over here.
There is, yeah.
Where are you from? Give us some.
The majority of us are English, with the exception of our wonderful Scot over here. So, Connor's from Scotland, and then we all range from various different parts of England, from the northeast, the northwest, the south coast. Matt's pretty much about as south as you can go until you get your feet wet. So. So we have a real mixed bag, and I think, as I say, that bleeds into again, as you were saying, about these spaces where anyone can come. It doesn't matter where you're from, it doesn't matter what sort of an upbringing you had, it doesn't matter if you like this song or don't like that song, just come and be you, and we'll have a pint ready for you. So
there's something to be said about a great harmony, and I think, you know, it's that mixture of the storytelling and the singing that is really bringing people back year on year. What is the secret sauce to the Quara of Man? you know, secret herbs and spices of this show.
What a question, Damon.
Is that something you can't reveal because you don't want everyone to have it?
No. On the contrary, we want everyone to have it. It's generosity. It's acceptance.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key to any good harmonic in terms of music. It's about being willing to know what you bring, to know what you have, and what for us what your voice type is, but actually to just be unequivocally generous and offer exactly what you need to help the other person next to you. And then when you've got 8-9 people, or in our case, however many people come and see our show, and then we're talking hundreds, then magic happens.
I just want to give someone a hug right now.
Oh my God, I know. What a wholesome time.
There's arms open over here. I'm not sure we can do that.
Yeah, true, yeah.
The Choir, man, it's moved outside. It's the Moa. It's an open-air pub this year. Come and see them. They're playing right through to the 21st of March. George, the band, the Choir, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much. Cheers, guys. Look forward to seeing you there.